The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Saturday Night Live is kicking off its 50th season next week on September 28th. They released this cute little teaser that shows some of the different hosts and musical guests that are going to be on this season. They revealed like who's going to kick it off all the way through November 2nd. So they haven't revealed everyone, obviously, but they gave a good little list. Starting out with the first host is going to be Gene Smart, and the musical guest is going to be Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll is great. I think he's on the top of his game. And then Gene Smart is, if you don't know who she is, I feel like you recognize her. She's from Hacks, which just killed it at the Emmys, yep. And she's done a bunch of stuff.
Designing Women is where she kind of started.
Started. So I think, like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I do know her, yep, and stuff like that. And she's super funny, and I think it'd hang with some of those big-time comedians.
I personally think, so they released 5 different dates and people. I personally think the best week or the most interesting one is going to be the week of October 12th. Ariana Grande is going to be the host, and Stevie Nicks is going to be the musical guest.
I love that. I'm surprised that Ari's not doing both, because yeah, I know she's capable of, but I think Ari's actually super, like, not my favorite human, but has the chops to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's right before Wicked, like, yeah, like as you get ready for the Wicked release.
Another interesting one, on November 2nd, John Mulaney's going to be hosting, and Chappell Roan's going to be the musical guest. She hasn't had the best, like, spotlight recently, so I wonder how she'll be on SNL.
I'm curious how she's going to do live. Like, yeah. This is all live, and she's one of the biggest things with her is she's had an attitude issue, like, mm-hmm, red carpets and things, yeah, like that. True. So she's going to be in front of that live studio audience.
I don't think that's
game.
The place to, like, yeah, be like that either. Right. You'll get roasted real exactly quick.
People have had big, yep, fallouts, yep, from Saturday Night, yep, Live. Just ask, like, Ashley Simpson and stuff like that.
Right. Yep. So it will be premiering on September 28th, and you can watch the season on NPC and Peacock. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Hayden Panettiere just did a really big interview with People magazine, and she did dig deep. She talked about some pretty vulnerable topics. Her brother just passed away, yeah, so she kind of dug into that. But that's not really what people are concerned about. They're concerned about Hayden's demeanor in these interviews. So she has a history of substance abuse. We all know this. And people are worried about what's going on with her current situation because of her eyes, her slurred speech. I'll let you guys listen to it, and you can tell me what you think.
I mean, talk about nature versus nurture. I mean, this little girl literally came out, not just her face, like, resembling mine, but she is my personality. She just is.
So that was her talking about her daughter, and you can make your own judgments, but I do think she sounds like there is a sense of struggle, and it might be because the interview was about topics that were pretty deep and emotional.
That seems like what the PR people are trying to cover it up, right, with. They're saying, like, look, she was in emotional distress, and so she's struggling to find the right words. She's not in the right mindset, but she is someone who has dealt with, like you said, addiction issues. She's dealt with postpartum depression, so right, she's been somebody who... Another one of these kids who came up in Hollywood, yep, and has dealt with a lot, and it does seem like something weird was happening in the interview.
Her reps also did come out because people were just like, has she relapsed? Like, is she sober? Is she, like, all these things? And her reps are denying that Hayden has relapsed. So, of course, that's what they're saying. But some of the comments on this interview, they're pretty bold. They're saying, I'm shocked this is posted. It's uncomfortable and sad to watch. This is complete expulsion. This is an addict who's clearly very unsober. And actually, a Hollywood celebrity, Evan from Dancing with the PETA from Dancing with the Stars, commented and said this interview should be removed ASAP.
I know that's what I was curious about, because I at least have had those interviews where like reps are like, hey, don't post that, please,
right,
or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like, how did this get posted?
Yeah.
Unless they wanted it posted or whatever it is. It just seems weird that it got shared given the state of whatever happened. So. Yeah.
It is very sad. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.